We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
Dave Aranda at Baylor is a perfect match for both parties.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
There'll be another new quarterback at Oklahoma, but is there enough support around him to win the Big 12?
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Man, this is going to be a fun show tonight. There is a lot to get to, a lot of highlights, a lot of hot takes from coaches. We've got great basketball Wednesday night, heading into the weekend. I mean, Baylor with a couple of huge games. We had a great, well, I don't know if it was great. It was great just from the standpoint that it was Kansas and Kentucky. Gameplay was a little questionable for both teams, but we had that on Tuesday night. In fact, we're going to talk with Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, about that game, about that win, and about how he sees Kansas basketball shaping up without Devon Dotson and Udoka Azubuike. So lots of basketball to get to. And, of course, we'll break down Baylor-Illinois, Baylor-Gonzaga. So that's coming up. And then football. I mean, look at this. Iowa State is on the doorstep, and I don't even know what the tiebreakers are. I don't even know. I mean, they control their own destiny. If Iowa State beats West Virginia, they're in the Big 12 championship game. I don't know how they can stay out of it. I'm trying to read all of the tie-breaking scenarios. You think that as the host of Big 12 This Week, that I would have all of those answers. I can't even figure it out. So I will bring along Todd Kim from Radio Iowa, who covers the Iowa State Cyclones. Maybe he knows. Maybe he knows how Iowa State could possibly miss a trip to Jerry's World for the Big 12 championship game. So we'll get into that, but let's look back at the weekend that was. It was an exciting win for Iowa State, 23-20 over Texas. What happens with Tom Herman? I'll get into that in a moment. But the Cyclones were down 10-0 and 13-7 after the first quarter. It did not look good for them. And you kind of got the feeling that, hey, this might be heading in the right direction for the Longhorns. A big defensive stand by Iowa State, and then Cameron Dicker almost won it with his 57-yard field goal attempt. Here's the calls from John Walters on the Cyclone Radio Network.
10 seconds remaining. Cyclones up 23-20. Ellinger from the shotgun. He drops to throw. Ellinger now in trouble and sacked by Latrell Benston! one with 3 seconds left, two. And now a timeout called by Texas back at the 40-yard line. It'll be a long field goal because of the second sack of the day for Latrell Bankston. 57-yard field goal to force overtime for Texas. The kick on the way by Dicker. Plenty of leg. End over end. And it's no good. Wide left. And the Cyclones win it. 23-20. Iowa State defeats Texas. Cameron Dicker missed. He had a ton of leg, but missed it from 57. And the Cyclones get the victory and clinch at least a share of first place in the Big 12 Conference.
All right, so the Longhorns, listen, a couple of questionable plays. They came up 3 yards short, throwing the ball on a fake punt on 4th and 8. The Longhorns were also stopped short inches on a 4th and 2 at the Iowa State 13 with just over 8 minutes to play in the game. A field goal would have made it a 7-point game. Look, if the plays work, they're brilliant. Bad execution on the fake punt. I think you got to take the points. Tom Herman mulled it over, thought the best thing to do was try to get the first down and eventually the touchdown.
Yeah, it was a tough one. You know, the analytics said to go for it. You know, you go up by 2 scores. If you wind up converting that score touchdown and you go up by 11, that's 2 scores. You kick the field goal, you're up by a touchdown. I molded over quite a bit, but felt confident in the play that Mike had called. And, you know, we didn't get it.
Look, I don't know about it. Listen, I can't figure out tiebreakers. So what do I know about analytics? My analytics tell me you kick and you go up by 7. All the time, every time. You have no room for error. You have no games to play with. It was a must win. Hindsight's always 20/20. All right, let's get into Oklahoma State. Their 50-44 win over Texas Tech. They still stay alive in this race. As far as the Red Raiders and Matt Wells, who was on the show last week, a different feeling to their season if they knock off, at the time, 8th-ranked Texas in that quadruple overtime game. And then this loss to OSU, ranked 23rd at the time. I mean, they could be 5-4 instead of 3-6 with a couple of close games. Maybe the growing pains of year two for Matt Wells. They're close. They're headed in the right direction, perhaps. Desmond Jackson of Oklahoma State, 36 carries for the Cowboys, 235 yards, 3 touchdowns. In his first start, he was outstanding.
So it's first and goal. The ball placed on the 1 yard line from the I formation now. Sanders under center, takes the ball, hands it off. Desmond Jackson up the middle, and he dives into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Desmond Jackson. Sanders takes the ball, hands it off. Jackson left side inside the 5, running toward the end zone, and he stumbles into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. Second TD of the day for Desmond Jackson.
Ready, go.
First and goal from the Tech 7. Sanders hands it off. Jackson right side takes it into the end zone. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. It's already a trifecta for Desmond Jackson in his first collegiate start.
Those calls from Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Cowboys. And, yeah, listen, getting his first chance in the starring role. I think that's how Mike Gundy, he talks about Jackson.
Well, we felt good about Dez and his practices over the last few months, but you never really know. He's played some in a kind of a relief mode and not as much as the main character. But obviously he was good today and competed and ran hard for us and carried the ball 36 times. He had a lot of endurance, and I'm really proud of the way he competed because there was times he was getting tired, but he stayed in there.
For the zone.
All right, then we had Baylor, a 32-31 win over Kansas State, who has lost 4 in a row after winning 4 in a row. And I don't want to call it the curse of Bill Pollack, but ever since Wildcats head coach Chris Klieman appeared on the show, K-State hasn't won. Baylor snapped a 5-game losing streak. They found a way to finish one off, and it's the second Big 12 win for Dave Aranda. And that brings us to our Natty Light Seltzer, Making It Look Natural, Player of the Week. Baylor senior quarterback Charlie Brewer has been named the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award National Player of the Week. Brewer picked up the award after he threw for a season-best 349 yards, 31 of 39 passing, a career-high completion percentage of 79.5%. Let's go through some of the highlights, making it look natural.
Empty backfield again. Pressure coming again. Charlie's going to run it. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, Charlie Brewer. Touchdown, Baylor Bears. Brewer looking to throw. Crossing route. It's caught. And into the end zone. Touchdown, Baylor. Treston Ebner with the receiving touchdown for Baylor. He took the pass at about the 5-yard line. Cut upfield and was into the gold end zone for the score. Here comes Charlie Brewer. He'll take it himself for the final yard. Charlie Brewer runs it in for the Baylor touchdown.
John Morris on the call. So some more notes here on Charlie Brewer in this game. On that game-winning drive in the fourth quarter, he was 4-for-4 for 45 yards through the air. That led to the game-winning field goal as time expired. Brewer has now led the Bears on 6 game-winning drives in his career, and the first this season. It's his 12th 300-yard passing game, and it was the 12th time in his career that he's thrown a touchdown and rushed for a touchdown in the same game. And when he does that, the Bears are 9-3. And so Charlie Brewer is making it look natural. Catalina Lime Mixer, Aloha Beaches, Big 12, meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. All right, when we come back, we'll break down Iowa State as they inch close to their Big 12 championship game with Todd Kim from Radio Iowa. Also, Brian Haney, the voice of Jayhawks basketball, on the show later. And we'll preview some basketball, much, much more. Just getting started. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Back on Big 12 this week, I'm Bill Pollack. Todd Kim from Radio Iowa is on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Get to him in a second. Iowa State makes its way into the top 10 of the college football playoff rankings, the second edition released on Tuesday night, and the Cyclones are at number 9. That's the highest the Cyclones have ever been ranked in the playoff rankings. And they finish off the regular season against West Virginia this Saturday. Hey, is there a scenario where... I've been trying to read this. Is there a scenario where Iowa State can't get into the Big 12 championship game?
You know, there must be, Bill, because I know last weekend they needed Kansas State to beat Baylor. And I think Baylor walked them off with a field goal. And so there is a scenario out there. But, I don't know what it is, but it's got to involve a three-way tie with them, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State.
All right.
I've got to think that's – and I don't know whether it's – you know, because they would have all beaten each other, okay? And then you must go to how did you do against the teams right below you?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, no one has the answer. Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman had he broke it down. Every scenario I saw had Oklahoma or Oklahoma State playing Iowa State. So it's a great mystery. Yeah. I guess I'm gonna have to get Commissioner Bowlesby on the phone. I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but it's got to be the fact that because if Iowa State would have lost to Texas, they would have been in trouble.
Yes, right.
Because
yeah,
they would have gone 1-2, and so would have Oklahoma State because they would have gone 1-2 against the other. So, but it must involve a three-way tie, and it's got to have something to do with West Virginia finishing maybe fourth, and so then you go and how did you do against them?
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't know either. So,
I don't know.
I guess if I'm going to host the show, Big 12 this week, I better learn the tie-breaking rules. Iowa State's throwing.
I don't know what they are. But it just seems like it's almost impossible for them to not make it. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
All right. So it's.
Still
out there. All right. So anyway, I'm going under the assumption that they're going to get in. But let's just talk about, as Todd Kim joins us here on Big 12 this week, and you can hear the show on the TuneIn app under College Sports Now. Todd, what is the attitude like in Ames from fans? What's it like in Iowa right now as they close in on their first championship since 1912?
Right, and that they've already accomplished that because they're going to have at least a share of the regular season title.
Right.
Which, and actually back in 1912, they were in the Missouri Valley Conference. Them and Nebraska tied for the title, both finishing 2-0. I don't know why they didn't play all six teams in the league back then. But they both finished 2-0.
Was there a pandemic?
Title.
It was pre-Spanish flu pandemic, so that couldn't have been it.
I don't think that had anything to do with it, but very, very strange. But, you know, so they've already accomplished that. So it's been really exciting. I think the only downside of it, Bill, is, you know, with the pandemic and everything, now Iowa State is going to allow a limited number of fans this week, but because the fans have been kind of kept at an arm's distance, that's kind of been, you know, the excitement quite hasn't been as public as it would have been, especially when you got a fan base as hungry as the Cyclones do for success. So that's kind of been too bad that the fans couldn't really enjoy this up close and personal during this season. But no question, there's a lot of excitement around it. It's something that hasn't been accomplished in more than 100 years. And I'm sure all the Cyclone fans, whether they're in person or at home, are enjoying it.
What is it about this team and the way that they've gone through this season that has gotten them to this position where they can end up being the outright winners of the Big 12 crown?
Big difference from last year to this year, winning the close games. And I think you can look at that in any sport, Bill. Winning the close games makes an average season into a great season. And what they did last year was they just came up short in some close games. This year, they're finding ways to win that. I mean, you look at last week, they were down 10 in the fourth quarter and came back and scored in their final two possessions and won the game at Texas. So, and Matt Campbell addressed that this week. It's probably just added experience. You know, everybody's a year older. They're handling things a little bit better. And the players talked about it last week going into the Texas game. They did not feel a lot of pressure. And I think a lot of that was just the fact that this team's just more mature than last year's team. And that's why they've done so well with things on the line.
Well, maturity has been a big part of their success. It'll be the final home game for the senior class that has been a big part of this turnaround for Matt Campbell's team. And they certainly are not overlooking an improved West Virginia team in year two of Neil Brown. They're having a great year at 5-3.
And if it wasn't for Iowa State's run, Bill, I think Neil Brown would be the odds-on favorite to win Coach of the Year. And they've really done it with defense. You're looking at two teams that have played outstanding defense, especially against the run. So that does make West Virginia very dangerous in this game. And, you know, as good as they've done this year, they end with two very difficult games, Iowa State and then the makeup of the postponed game against Oklahoma. But you're right. Neil Brown's done a great job in year two at West Virginia, and they're going to be a tough out for the Cyclones this weekend.
Well, talk about the challenges for Brock Purdy in this game, what he needs to look out for, and then a big picture for him, too, how he's developed, not just over his career, but this season, though, too.
I think the big thing for Brock is they haven't leaned on him as much as they have in past years. Iowa State's really won with the combination that even in this day of spread offenses, Bill, is going to win for you, and that is running the ball and stopping the run. I think they're ranked second in the Big 12 in both of those categories, Breece Hall at about 140 yards a game. So because of that, they have not depended on Brock to make as many plays as they did in the past, and the turnover issues haven't really reared their ugly head since that Baylor game. So they haven't depended on him as much. They've been more of a ball control offense and then make some big plays out of the run game with Breece Hall. So I think that's taken some pressure off Brock here down the stretch, and that's really helped them, especially when they get into close games.
Todd Kim is joining us from Radio Iowa on Big 12 this week as we look at the Iowa State Cyclones. And Breece Hall, too, an outstanding year. And with the pandemic, I don't know if that has had an effect on this, but I just don't feel like he's getting the national recognition that he deserves. And maybe that's a good thing, because maybe Iowa State's kind of flown under the radar a bit.
They probably have. You know, it's just been a different year for everybody involved in college football. And I think one of the things that Iowa State's done extremely well is they've handled the pandemic. They haven't had many positive cases. You know, there's been teams out there. I know the week they played Kansas State, Chris Kleiman said that you know, they were on the verge of not being able to play that game because they had some position groups really hit hard by the virus. That hasn't been the case at Iowa State. They've handled it really well, and so that's been a big part of their success. They haven't been losing players, and they haven't been really shorthanded in any game. So just kind of how they've handled that off the field has really helped them this season.
Todd, great stuff. The Iowa State Cyclones look to wrap everything up this Saturday against West Virginia when they host them in Ames, a 2:30 kick Central Time, and you can watch it on ESPN. Todd, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
We'll look at the other football games, plus basketball, big weekend, and Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, still to come. On Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG City Club.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
You're listening to Big 12 This Week. The show can be downloaded as a podcast if you go to Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even the Big 12's website. Wherever you subscribe, look for Big 12 This Week, and you'll be able to check it out at your convenience. Glad to have you with me. You know, this is the first show. We had our Thanksgiving special last week, the first show where we're talking about football and basketball. They've got a couple of segments with basketball coming up here. But I was just thinking back to March when we were at Sprint Center, what's now T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, all pumped up about the Big 12 tournaments, and that got canceled. And then, you know, we've had this show go through the spring and summer, not knowing if we would have sports, we'd be able to get through it. And now here we've got the crossover between football and basketball. We've come a long way. So it's just amazing that we're at this point. Now, obviously, a lot of cancellations, a lot of changes in the schedule, but, you know, I think the Big 12 is doing an excellent job, and really all the conferences are when it comes to just getting things scheduled and moving things around. Everyone's been flexible, and at least we've got games. We've got games to watch, so that's been outstanding. Let me go through the football schedule for this week. We've got three early games that all kick off at 11 Central. Number 17, Texas at Kansas State. Obviously, Texas fans disappointed that another season will go by without a conference championship game appearance. Tom Herman said that Athletic Director Chris Del Conte's offer is still out there, that he will call recruits on his behalf. So he's got a vote of confidence. That's the way things are looking at this point. Kansas State, as I've mentioned, they've lost four in a row. They're going to try to snap that in Manhattan. Number 23, Oklahoma State needs a win if they want to try to stay in that conversation for getting the second spot in the Big 12 championship game. They'll be at TCU coming off of a great victory themselves. That game will be on ESPN2. Kansas at Texas Tech. It's been a couple of close calls for the Red Raiders this year under Coach Matt Wells, but they've got a chance to rebound and get some revenge after a 37-34 win by the Jayhawks last year in Lawrence. This game in Lubbock, 11 a.m. on FS2. And then 2:30, this is a chance for 13th-ranked Iowa State to kind of wrap things up and take the Big 12 outright, taking on West Virginia. Last year, a 38-14 win in Morgantown. I think this game's going to be a little bit closer. Neil Brown doing a great job with the Mountaineers. And then we'll wrap things up 7 o'clock at night. Oklahoma, ranked 11th. They are taking on the Baylor Bears. And the last meeting, of course, was last year's Big 12 championship game. 30-23 win for the Sooners in overtime. They're clicking. They've been off. Will they be refreshed? Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be a big Oklahoma win. So that's the way things are looking for the schedule this week in the Big 12. The Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. It's going to be played Saturday, December 19th at 11 a.m. And there are a limited number of tickets that are on sale, and you can get those via SeatGeek. Some milestones and some big matchups on the hardwood this week. We'll look at basketball when we come back on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Big 12 this week can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM. That's channel 375. Every Thursday night, 5 Eastern. Congrats to Kim Mulkey and the Baylor Lady Bears with their 67-62 win over USF. Baylor reached 1,000 wins in program history, becoming just the 15th program to reach that mark. Iowa State's Bill Fennelly is in quarantine. Jody Steyer steps in for the 23rd-ranked Iowa State Cyclones as they open Big 12 play Wednesday night here against TCU. And congrats to Texas Tech newcomer Krista Gerlich, who won her first 2 games as the Lady Red Raiders' new coach. 2 games against the SEC have been canceled, one against Vandy, one against Mizzou. So her next game is against Baylor next Monday. And Vic Schaefer, new coach at Texas, 2-0, looking to go 3-0, a Wednesday night matchup with La Tech. So new coaches in the Big 12. Doing a pretty decent job, huh? Men's basketball, Rondell Walker scored 16 points. Cade Cunningham, 15 points and 6 rebounds. Oklahoma State had a strong second half to beat Marquette 70-62 on Tuesday night. The freshman duo of Walker and Cunningham really came through in the second half, and Cunningham had a steal. It led to a fast break layup for Walker. There was a flagrant 1 foul, and that ended up leading to a 4-point play, and that really turned things on its side and drove the Cowboys to a 61-49 lead at that point. Bob Huggins, not afraid of taking on powerhouses. In fact, since he's been at West Virginia, 6 times has his Mountaineers team faced a number 1-ranked basketball team. And Wednesday night at the Jimmy V Classic, they've got Gonzaga. Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, who will be on in the next segment. You had a chance to see Gonzaga against Kansas. I mean, they're blowing through the Big 12. They've got this game against West Virginia, and then coming up on the weekend, number one against number two, Baylor will take on Gonzaga. By the way, Scott Drew tonight back on the bench as Baylor taking on number seven, Illinois. So, Brian, maybe you can give the Mountaineers and Bears fans listening kind of a preview of Gonzaga.
Absolutely. I think the first name you need to know is Jalen Suggs. He was the number five overall player coming out of high school. And get this, Bill. He was not only Mr. Basketball in the state of Minnesota, he was Mr. Football, too. That's how great of an athlete we're talking about.
Wow.
And he just looked fearless, super confident, in some cases overly confident in that matchup versus Kansas, but obviously they got the last laugh. But my point is he did not look like a true freshman playing his first collegiate game against the number six team in the country. He was running around, slapping the floor, getting down in a defensive stance, acting like he was the baddest dude on the floor, and it's like that. I thought he was clearly the best talent in the gym when we went up against them. So he's a new piece you need to know about. Ayayi and Timmy and some of those guys that Gonzaga fans had as part of their number two in the country run a year ago, they're all back. They're all preseason top 50 Naismith Award candidates. And Timmy was the guy that really hurt KU. He would not pass the eyeball test walking through an airport. You might think he's on the golf team or something like that. But he scores in such crafty ways. He has great angles around the basket. And to call it like it is, he lit us up on the block. Even though he doesn't have the length of Olivier Saar of Kentucky or the athleticism of some of the Wildcats that KU just faced, he was such a great low post scorer and will be a huge challenge for both the Mountaineers and the Bears.
All right, Brian, we'll get to you here in a moment. Thanks for hanging in there. Here's the funny thing about this game with West Virginia and Gonzaga. Huggins was in South Dakota, found out that Tennessee was supposed to be in this Jimmy V Classic, and they had to pull out because of COVID. So he made some phone calls and said, hey, we'll come up and play. So that's why we've got the influx of Gonzaga taking on three Big 12 programs. And then as we mentioned, I think this is the can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Baylor and Gonzaga this weekend. You heard Brian just talk about the stars on Gonzaga, and you look at the guard play of Baylor. It's really going to be interesting matchups, fun to watch, and we'll see what Baylor can do against a very strong Bulldogs team that was certainly in national championship contention and conversations last year before COVID shut everything down. Hey, if you're looking to improve your wardrobe and get ready for when we all get back into work, when we start, and we're starting to meet some clients now, the place for you to go and check out is Reveal Suits. RevealSuits.com, where you can go on their website. They will customize your suits, your jackets, men's and women's. They'll take care of both. And they provide 35 different measurement styles, so you're going to get something that fits comfortable, looks great on you. And, of course, you can show off your school spirit. They will customize the inside lining of your jacket with your school's logo. They customize your vents, pockets, and much, much more. Check them out, RevealSuits.com. I'm Bill Pollack. All right, we'll get back to Brian Haney next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it. But we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
It's back. the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
All right, we're back on Big 12 this week, and joining me on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, actually making his way back from Indianapolis, heading to Lawrence after the 65-62 win for the Jayhawks over Kentucky on Tuesday night. Brian, the national media kind of going with that narrative after averaging over 90 points in the first two games, that all of a sudden the Jayhawks are realizing how much they're missing Devon Dotson and Doak after a poor shooting night. And it's not going to be easy to replace those guys, but is it that concerning three games into the season?
Well, I think that you're talking about losing one of the best rim-finishing big men in Kansas basketball history. I mean, Udoka averaged over three dunks a game last year as a sophomore. In his previous healthy season, he had 120 total dunks. Who knows where the number would have finished last year had they had a postseason and maybe nine more games. But he was a dunk fest, and so every time he had a deep catch and he had even half of a seal inside, he was going to turn around and slam it. And we found out David McCormick is just not that same guy. Even though he looks like he's built like a brick house, he's a little more finesse on the finishes. You just want him to turn him around. Last night against great length from Kentucky, you know, try to score over them or around them proved to be problematic. And our guards try to drive and twist and contort and get shots around the link is very difficult too. And so, you know, without that 7-foot behemoth inside, he was so aggressive and assertive in attacking the iron. It really is a lot tougher to finish. And then obviously Devon Dotson was such a great dribble penetrator and blow by guard in the open court as well. Certainly you miss him, and that does affect the scoring punch. But more than anything, I think we saw once McCormick clearly wasn't getting it done with his 1-of-8 shooting, they were going to have to come up with other sources. And when Self went to the 5-guard lineup, and Jalen Wilson at 6'7" tall, you know, plays the 5 spot, but does so with such aggressiveness, confidence, and assertiveness. I mean, he just came out of nowhere. And obviously, he'd had a nice performance in the St. Joseph's game down at Fort Myers that turned some heads, but nobody saw 21 second-half points coming out of him last night. And there was one stretch for about 6 or 7 minutes where he just took over the entire game, hitting threes, driving, getting twos, getting stickbacks, and doing so, granted, with their best big on the bench, Olivier Saar, but still doing it over 6'10", 6'11", guys. It really shows that he's pretty dang versatile and one of the most explosive talents we have, even though you might not have said that 2 weeks ago when we were sizing up the Kansas roster and who's going to be breakout players. So let's hope these last two games are a sign of things to come out of Jalen. And to your initial question, yeah, it's going to be different without Doak and Dot. But I do think David McCormick will get a lot better. He's just going to get his points in different ways. And sometimes you'll see more 12 to 15 foot baseline jumpers out of David, or you'll see more back to the basket catches and trying to shoot elevate over guys as opposed to Doak just getting the deep touches and the slams. But it'll eventually come in time. It's just not at any point going to be quite as dominating as Doak was last year. And that's obviously a big loss. But that's why Kansas was number one with a bullet as the best team in the nation by the end of the season, 28 wins deep, and why this Kansas team is still elite, but not quite on that head and shoulders better than the rest level.
Let's talk a little bit more about Jalen, because we didn't get a chance to see him. The injury set him back. I think he only got into 2 games last year. And I know his teammates said, hey, kind of what you saw, yeah, we kind of expect that out of him. Is this going to be kind of a hidden gem that us around the country kind of look at him and say, wow, this is a surprise, we didn't see this coming? But it seems like at least his teammates kind of know that it's inside of him.
And he's felt like it's always been inside of him. This is a young man who had both parents play college basketball. His mom was such a huge fan of the Fab Five at Michigan that she named him after Jalen Rose. And all of his childhood, he was kind of groomed to be another D1 player who initially committed to Michigan, then changed to Kansas after the coaching change. And he was a top 50 guy, but he was a 4-star guy, and he wasn't a McDonald's All-American. And I think in his mind, Bill, he's always felt like he was one of the best players in the nation. And so to be snubbed by the All-Star games, then get hurt, have to watch all of last season, finally now he's getting his chance. And I think on Tuesday night, he really took that as the opportunity to show he belongs with all these 5-star McDonald's All-Americans from Kentucky, and that he could be every bit as good, even though he hasn't had the hype, the ink, or the attention that his Kansas teammates or any of his foes last night have gotten. And so what a stage, what an opportunity, and what a great example of a young man rising to the occasion.
We're talking with Brian Haney on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. Marcus Garrett was under the weather. Coach Bill Self didn't even think he would play, said he didn't even really need him, but a lot of things bothering him, upset stomach, didn't have the stamina, headache, light headache. He still went out there and gave his all. And how's he doing, and what's the long-term look for him?
Well, I wish I knew. It was kind of a bizarre deal because it went back to Friday in the St. Joseph's game where he came off and he was on the bench, hiked his jersey up over his stomach. He was grabbing his forehead. They handed him an inhaler. And we come to find out he's seeing bright flashes of light. He's got migraines. He's got stomach pain. He's having trouble breathing. And you start to wonder, could this be a COVID-19 related symptom or two? And they did a couple of tests between Friday and Tuesday, and the advanced type test, not just the quick nasal swabs that sometimes can be not exactly the most accurate. They did the full-blown, most accurate testing possible. and ruled out COVID at this juncture. They're still trying to get a handle on it. At the time of taping, you know, we're driving back right now from Indianapolis. The team already got back. I'm sure they're going to do more advanced testing from back home on it. But the fact that he was able to grind it out, we joked on the broadcast about Willis Reed, and Coach Self said the same thing in the post game, to see him be ruled out 4 hours before the game, to the point that when Coach taped with us 3 hours prior to tip-off, he pretty definitively said he's not playing. So then by the time pregame layup line is taking place, here comes Marcus running out that tunnel. Here comes Marcus in the thick of things, and Greg and I are looking at each other like, well, dang, he looks pretty good. I don't think this is just smoke and mirrors to keep up appearances up until tip-off before he ultimately sits out. I think he's going to actually give it a go. And apparently what happened between the pregame meal and ultimately, you know, him deciding to play was he talked to his uncle, who gave him some inspirational words and challenged him to try to grind it out if at all he felt like he physically could. And so says a lot about his toughness. And though it was not his best game offensively, just his calming presence, that steadying hand at the wheel of a senior that's been through the battles and fought the fights, I think that meant a lot to a pretty young Kansas team. And, you know, we went through a stretch in that first half where the Jayhawks did not score for 7 minutes, and then he goes out and gets you back-to-back buckets, including one really difficult shot to get the lid off the hoop. And it's clear there's no way we would have beaten Kentucky without Marcus last night. He may not have been the star, but he was an integral part of what happened in that 65-62 Kansas win.
So for the Jayhawks after this game against Kentucky, now Thursday against Washburn, and I guess it's like 5 games in the next 10 or 11 days before you get to Big 12 play with Texas Tech on the 17th. So that's cramming a lot of games in. That will certainly help this team kind of mesh and gel together.
Yeah, that's what not playing much in November does to the schedule. Normally this would be a quieter time after finals week to maybe have one game every 7 days for a couple of weeks. But instead, as you said, we got 4 over the next 8 and even more if you extrapolate it over the full 2 weeks. And there's some good ones in here too. Obviously, we've already played 2 preseason top 10 teams. I know Kentucky was 20th as of this week, but opened the year at number 10 and Gonzaga was number 1. But number 9, Creighton, comes to Allen Fieldhouse next week. So Kansas, again, has scheduled as ambitiously as anybody in the country. And, yeah, they're going to pile up in a hurry. So if they do want to rest Marcus, maybe Washburn on Thursday night's the game to do it, because you're going to need him versus North Dakota State on Saturday. And it gets a lot tougher the following week with the Blue Jays coming in. So I think we will learn a lot about this basketball team. And hopefully we'll continue to see not just the emergence of Jalen Wilson, but continued development from DeJuan Harris, a kid out of Columbia, Missouri, and near your studios there. For the Big 12 coverage that you provide each and every week, he's been a fantastic addition to Kansas this year as a redshirt freshman. He last night had 4 steals and a plus 12 plus minus rating. He was the most productive guy. Momentum on the Kansas side of things, and that's back-to-back games where he's been that type of spark off the bench. So for a young man like him that's playing his first collegiate action, stretches like these next 2 weeks where you're playing almost every other day, this is going to grow him up in a hurry. Hopefully we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg for both Harris and Jalen Wilson.
Great job, Brian. Always great insight. And, of course, we'll talk with you more throughout the season, because the Jayhawks will be on the top of our minds here, no doubt.
Always a pleasure, Bill. You do great work with this show. I've been listening each week. I love all the play-by-play guys you get on. And thanks a lot for calling us up at Kansas. Hopefully we'll give you more reasons to call over the next 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Bill.
We're back after this on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
The Christmas season is about spending time with ones you really care about. And Academy Sports and Outdoors is full of the sporting goods and outdoors gear you need to have fun with family and friends. Whether you're cheering on your favorite team or having a relaxing weekend outdoors, Academy Sports and Outdoors has the best brands at the best prices. Shop great brands like Nike, Adidas, Yeti, and so much more. Visit your nearest Academy store today or shopacademy.com.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Big 12 this week. So I was having some fun racking my brain trying to figure out this tiebreaker situation. If it came down to a three-way tie between Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma, since all of those teams are 1-1 against each other, the tiebreaker would resort to how the Cyclones, Cowboys, and Sooners did against teams in descending order of the conference. Way too confusing. And we'll let the experts figure it out. Listen, thanks to my guest Brian Haney of the Kansas Jayhawks, Todd Kim of Radio Iowa. Enjoy the football, enjoy the basketball, and be safe. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.